Well, I apologize for last night. If yesterday's video cast, it was kind of fucked up looking on the video cast, because I think I was not in control of my faculties. No, what I'm trying to say is that I was. Okay, so we're good there. Good there. I'm trying to say that we didn't have, we weren't looking at the screens. I think sometimes we were not on camera, and maybe it was better. Maybe it was, you know, actually it's better for you not to have to look at me all the time. The other thing we have to do here is we definitely now have camera number two down, Jack. Camera two is down, man. Camera two is down, man. You know, we need a new camera. It's too bad. I was very fond of camera number two. But it gave out. It was not as strong as its brother camera, which is the one right here. This is actually two. The one that went out was one. Camera one went out. And they're both the same exact same camera, but this goddamn thing constantly caused me problems. I have no idea what his problem was. It would just suddenly shut off. We thought, well, okay, maybe there's a setting. And then it was fine for like 3 months, then it would shut off again and shut off again, like the battery was running out, except we had it plugged in. Well, maybe it was on battery, so we looked and we tried to change that. And it just never really, it never settled in to its thang, you know, to its groove thang right here on these airwaves. And therefore, I believe it's now dead. Dead, man. Dead, 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 Red. So we have on the, it's like the Royals and the, I don't understand this. See, this is this in Kansas City, where it is right now 9:42. So late in the game in Kansas City against, I forget who, we have the Angels and Rangers on here. It's only in the second inning in this one. What happened to my Giant game? Last night we had two great West Coast games going. They were both fantastic. Goddamn Giants got beat in the last, it's 4-2, Colorado over KC right now in the bottom of the sixth inning, with the Kansas City Royals at bat. But throw it, you stupid cunt. Jeez, the fucking catcher, the ball dribbled in front of the plate. The catcher's like, durr, durr. He had something in his eye. All right, I take it back. Sorry, buddy. Giants got beat in the last, who were they playing? They were playing the Nationals? No. What's up, honey? All right, okay. Will do, bud. Hold on, I gotta go see about. God damn it, this fucking beard. No sooner do I get a haircut and a beard trim, and there it's right back, fucking looking like shit again. Well, not that it ever looks good, but. Sorry, I didn't see this earlier. I just got back from the. They are still edible. This is a question I asked Maria. Cartoon Network show to send you. It was auditioning when your home studio was down. I'd love her to hear your voices on these crazy characters. She's looking for it, in fact. Awesome. 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 Oh, cool. Email. Well, I've got some work to do tonight. I'm going to have an audition for a Cartoon Network show. God damn it. They were auditioning it when this fucking studio went down. She pitched me for a project last week. She was auditioning in the home studio. I'd love her to hear. Sent the email sometime before. You're kidding, right? Wait a minute. I have a Cartoon Network show. Oh, yeah, this is today. It's 7:30. It was auditioning when your home studio was done. No worries. Okay, cool. I'd love her to hear your voices on these crazy characters. She's looking forward to it, in fact. Sending now. Oh, okay. Oh, no. Oh, you mean... It's due sometime before Tuesday. Hi, sweetie. Just didn't... Look at these pictures. Here's a picture of Maria with her sister. Is that her sister? Is that in, it was actually due before, but I got an extension for you didn't send because of your blown board. Oh, thank you. Now I know why some guys do only three fucking podcasts a week or two podcasts a week. Now I know why some guys do three. You get so fucking busy with other jobs, you know. because now I got a really good voiceover agent now, and she also is doing a theatrical, or you know, representation for me, to the extent that I get, you know, any on camera stuff. But the voiceover shit's pretty hot, and I got a lot of auditions, and this is another one for a Cartoon Network show that's coming up, and you know. It's a lot of voices. I'm not complaining or anything. I'm just saying, you know, you get really fucking busy. Like, do I have time to? Yes, I do. Because I'm Phil Hendry. I'm a professional netcaster, broadcaster, podcaster. I ain't no chump with a fucking garage studio. Ah? God, it's great coffee. Maria got me one of those coffee makers. What the hell's the name? It starts with a K. It's great. It's great. It has the little, you know, little capsules that you drop into the thing and the thing. First time I ever saw that, frankly, was when I was working on, you know, they had a coffee setup and craft services. What the hell is wrong with that, man? And it was delicious. It was lovely. I don't think I quite have had anything like it, you know. Really quite remarkable, to be honest with you.
I really wish I could do this. Okay, well, whatever you say, Billy.
Wish I could do that fucking Carney voice.
Okay, Billy. Okay, Buck. Okay, Bucko. Okay, Buck. All right, Billy. Okay, Bucko. All right, Billy.
What did Giants play in yesterday? That, you remember, that was a really good game. It was a really good game. Was it Arizona? Yeah, it was the Diamondbacks, I think. Texas 2-0 over the Angels. Oh, not good, man. Angels beat their fucking ass. I mean, they beat them bloody yesterday. Let me see this. Twins, White Sox. Rockies, Padres, Cardinals. Rangers, Angels. All right, well, interesting. Giants not playing, or unless they played earlier. Dodgers and Pirates are on Channel 5. Do I dare? It's on the road in Pittsburgh, where it is now 10:53. That fucking game's got to be over. I know that they said the Dodgers were on Channel 5, so. Come on. Don't fuck me up, man. U.S. Open. Oh, Christ, that's on, too. Oh, Jesus, that's on, too. All right, let me see here. I gotta get this thing right. I gotta get it right with my TV set. Original format. I don't like that, man. I'll turn that off. There. That way it won't keep goddamn changing. I keep getting a changing video display here, and I don't like it. It pisses me off. Top of the 7th, Colorado 4, KC 2. Boston over Cleveland 6-1, or beat them 6-1. What the fuck is this top of the first? Oh, they're showing highlights from Detroit, and Yankees destroyed Detroit 10-2 in Detroit City. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, but by days I make the cars, by night I make the bars. If only they could see between the lines. Let me see, man. What is this? Attached is your day player, Lisa Martell, Samuel. All my efforts for family stuff's coming in. All kinds of... Phil, attach the schedule copy for Phil Hendrick. Let me know if you need anything else. Thank you, my boy. This went out when your studio was blown, but Linda would love to hear your take on these characters. Not sure of your schedule. Can we get these to her before Tuesday? Well, today's Wednesday. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, indeed. That's a lot of time. I mean, I appreciate the lead time. Wednesday the 23rd and 7. So it's the 30th. My birthday is next week from Friday. That's a 4-fucking-day weekend if you look right at it, man. If you look at straight on. My birthday Friday, Labor Day on Monday. If I was any kind of an asshole, I'd take all 4 days off. But I ain't. I can't. I shan't.
I would never do that. I didn't know that.
Little girl? What the hell is this? Well, good. So I can ask her a bunch of questions on these men. Whoa, man.
Oh, this, Vietnamese, Cambodian, if you can't do that.
It sounds like a male or female. One, two. I see here three roles. 15-year-old, 17-year-old. I've got Justin McElroy, who talks like this, you know. Well, I don't care, you know. Yeah, okay, like, you know, what I was saying to them, no, man, you can't do that. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Lord, how I wanna go home. What am I downloading here? Whew, man. Hey, how you doing? No, wrong. Fuck frame. Somebody just cranked one for Texas. 3-0 Rangers. So last night the Angels destroyed these guys like, what was it, 10-0 or something. And tonight it's Beltre. Beltre just jacked another one, man. Don't fuck around with him. Man, he got around on that one. All the way around, Jack. Bang. Right in his wheelhouse. Come on, Angels. Seems so good. God, I bit on a piece of fucking popcorn today, and it's like a kernel unpopped and just knocked one of my molars. Well, not really. Yeah. Cracked it. Christ, was it painful. 4-3 Sox over the Twinks. Look at this shit. Dodgers. In bottom of the 10th, Pittsburgh, Jacks went out, Dodgers lose. And the right fielder for the Dodgers, looks like he won nothing Pittsburgh. Oh, fuck. Bottom of the 10th, home run. Yeah. Vernon Dozier. I don't know, man. I don't give a damn if the man stands for the anthem or not. Vernon Dozier. Colin Kaepernick is a young man of a good football player. I don't care whether you stand for the anthem or not. I believe in my country, but I want my players ready. And we had a kid, if it helps you get ready by having your hand in your pants, then that's great. So what I like to do is I like to get the guys loose. I want them standing at attention, but I want them also thinking football. So I want them to have respect, but I also want them to have a loose enough mindset whereby they go into the game looking good, feeling their best, looking their best, you know, feeling their best and looking their best. Yeah, and looking their best. I tried an experiment where I had them stand there and you put one hand down the front of your pants. Now, hold on for just a minute.
Okay, so that's one of these bits, huh?
No, it's not.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. When you have one hand down the front of your pants and you're listening to the anthem, your mind can't possibly get too wound up with the national anthem. Look, we want to have a great country, but we don't want to spend all our time da-da-dee-dee-dee. If you're just looking, all right, forget it, then I won't do it anymore.
Yes. Well, I told the coach. We told the coach that... We did, Coach, and we told you that we didn't like what they were doing.
Right. So what did you tell me?
We asked you to have the players stand at attention for the national anthem.
Stand at attention for the national anthem. That's what you wanted them to do. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So I did that. I had them stand at attention for the goddamn national anthem. And do you know what happened to me? Let's see. Do you know what happened to me? I'll tell you what happened to me. And you know what happened to me? I'll tell you what happened.
What the fuck is wrong with this, man?
I'll tell you what happened to me. What happened to me is the same thing that happens to a lot of people. You know, they just get weirder and weirder. they get weirder and weirder and fucking weirder, and they get crazy and crazy and crazier. So I just told them I didn't give a damn, you know.
And how are you, Bam?
I'm very good, thank you. Well, I'm very good, thank you. I've had a lot of... I'm very good, thank you.
Is this a man doing a woman's voice?
Yes. I'm very good, thank you. We thought it was important for the boys to stand at attention for the national anthem. We felt it was a mockery to some degree. To have these young men standing with their hand in their pants.
Well, we never bought this. I know that the coach is well respected there, but we had never bought it. And the standard attention is not a terrible thing. Yes, we never bought it, really. We thought, well, that standing at attention was the least they could do.
Hello. Yes, hi. Yes. Hello. We felt that it was, we thought it was a bit disrespectful. And we never really, no, we didn't, no. We thought it was a little bit disrespectful.
Yeah.
Testing, testing, testing. Vinny Applehead bit. Ted Bell, one of his, I will have my meat in each of your mouths. Angels tied it up 3-3. Must have been a home run. Yep, it's a home run. Right field. This dude went for a low slider and just jacked it. Louis Valbone, is that his name? Louis Valboni. All right, let's see. Saturday night's the big fight, man. Mayweather. Is that what Dozier's going to talk about? Jack Armstrong.
This is Jack Armstrong from Las Vegas. It's going to be Mayweather versus the McGregor, Conor McGregor. And I can tell you right now that there's no way.
Floyd Mayweather. More muted in final pre-fight news conference. Interesting. Any news here? I wonder if, I like it. Come on, motherfucker, let's go. Thank you. Come on, motherfucker, let's go. So we're doing Jack Armstrong, McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. Don Berman, Vernon Dozier, Jack Armstrong. It's the toughest one. Probably Vernon Dozier. Then comes Berman, then. All right, so we'll do Vernon Dozier first.
Yes. No, I was wondering whether or not there would be... I was wondering whether or not there would be... Well, we've moved to California 3 years ago, and we put our boy at Belmar Academy. And we felt that he was in a good school, and he played football.
Here we go. Conor McGregor. Still wearing them shades, Conor. See, that's kind of a tell, man. That's a little bit of a tell. No? All right, maybe it's not. Don't ask me. I don't know what I'm saying.
HBO's Game of Thrones is back for its 7th season. HBO's Game of Thrones is back for its 7th season. Winter is finally here, and so are the White Walkers. Will the Seven Kingdoms of Westeros survive the threat from the North? Or will they fall in the looming war for the Iron Throne? After you're done watching an episode, join the discussion here on the Game of Thrones After Show on Podcast One. Every week, our hosts discuss each episode in detail, from shocking twists to fan theories, as the series chronicles the violent struggle among the realm's noble families for ultimate power. Join the fray every week on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Wait a minute. Fucking wait a minute. No EQ on this motherfucker. If you want to EQ something, here is where the EQ goes. Here is where the EQ goes. It does not go here on the music. It does not go here on voice. Got it, bitch? Good. We only do. And then, of course, we have this strange situation I don't know, man. It's Maine. All right. Let me try this again.